Hello? Are you still there?
Hey, Douglas. It's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Ah, Mary, nice to hear from you. I've heard the name Dasha here and there, but I'd love to know more about what you offer. What makes Dasha stand out for companies like Acme Plumbers?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
That sounds pretty interesting. For us, the main challenges are often reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping the conversation engaging enough to convert leads. Sometimes it feels like we spend too much time on repetitive calls that don't really move the needle. How does Dasha tackle those issues?
Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping that engagement going.
Sure thing. Reaching the right prospects efficiently means using AI to target and connect with people who are genuinely interested in your services so you're not wasting time on dead ends. As for keeping engagement going, Dasha's AI can hold natural, human-like conversations that adapt to the prospect's responses, making the interaction feel personal and less robotic. It's like having a skilled salesperson who never gets tired. Does that sound like something that could help your team?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you used that service, and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that kind of forward thinking. In 12 months, I'd imagine your lead pipeline is consistently full with high-quality prospects, and your team spends way less time on cold calls. Revenue would be noticeably up because those conversations are converting better. And maybe you've even expanded into new markets thanks to the AI's efficiency. Plus, your sales team is probably happier, focusing on closing deals instead of chasing leads. How close is that to your vision?
What do you mean by revenue noticeably up, and why is that important to you?
Great question. By revenue noticeably up, I mean your business is bringing in more sales dollars than before, like a clear boost in income that you can see on your reports. That's important because increased revenue means more resources to grow, invest in new opportunities, and keep your team motivated. Plus, it's a solid sign that your lead generation and sales efforts are actually paying off. Does that align with what you're aiming for?
Tell me more about that clear boost in income and why it drives those opportunities.
Absolutely. That clear boost in income comes from converting more leads into paying customers, which means more cash flow coming into your business regularly. With that extra income, you can invest in things like expanding your marketing, hiring more staff, or developing new products, basically fueling growth. It's like giving your business a bigger engine to go faster and reach new places. Without that boost, growth can feel stuck or slow. Does that make sense for your goals?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, one big challenge is juggling time. There's only so many hours in a day, and a lot of that gets eaten up by repetitive outreach that doesn't always pay off. Another constraint is making sure our messaging really clicks with prospects so they stay interested. Oh, and scaling those efforts without losing quality is tricky too. Do those sound familiar?
What are all the ways juggling time and scaling without losing quality are affecting the business right now?
Great question. Juggling time means your team might be stretched thin, leading to slower follow-ups and missed opportunities. When scaling without losing quality, there's a risk that conversations feel rushed or impersonal, which can turn prospects away. Together, these issues can slow growth, frustrate your sales team, and ultimately impact your bottom line. Does that hit the mark for what you're experiencing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how slower follow-ups and rushed conversations are turning prospects away?
Absolutely. Slower follow-ups can make prospects feel forgotten or less important, so they might lose interest or go with a competitor who responds faster. Rushed conversations often come off as impersonal or pushy, which can make people hang up or say no quickly. Both hurt trust and reduce the chance of turning a lead into a customer. It's like missing the perfect timing or tone in a delicate dance, one wrong step, and the connection's lost. Does that resonate with what you've seen?
Wow. It sounds like your team stretched thin, follow-ups are slow, and conversations feel rushed, and I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Oh, I appreciate the offer, but just so you know, I'm here to chat and help answer questions about Dasha's platform today. If you want to schedule a demo, the best way is to reach out directly to the Dasha team at support@dasha.ai. They'll get you set up quickly. Meanwhile, I'm happy to keep answering any